This show is a member of the Freak Network. Go to www.thefreaknetwork.com to get your freak on.
Is why I'm excited.
You're the first people I told that it was a lesbian thing. Obviously, uh-huh. The song it said he.
What? That's Antje. What do you mean lesbian thing?
I don't know. My songs, they come from different directions. Okay, see? You're so right. Stop talking. Here we go.
Yeah. Wait, Antje just told me to stop talking. Did she just call in that Antje Duvicott? I'm probably saying her name wrong, and I've probably been saying it wrong. My dog is still alive. Can you believe that? And he's laying there right now. In a way, he's looking at me with his legs laid out. I swear to God, they look sexy. I am a little tiny bit horny for my dog. Would you move your legs? I know that you're giving me a little too much thigh there, and you are a little puppy, and you are incredibly cute. Yeah, move. Yeah, that's it. Wrap your tail around it. Tails don't turn me on. Okay, hello, Gruger and Sue, who is loving his or her or its new computer and hearing my screams from 4,000 miles away.
Saturday night.
From now on, all your friends are going to say you're going to have 700 invitations to house concerts at all your friends, and you're going to get so sick of it. So anyway, David asks Antje, do you have a favorite curse word? Antje giggles and says, cunt, and then giggles again. By the way, cunt is hyperlinked here if you want to find out the history of that word. I didn't say it. It's in an interview. David said, really? You're the first woman I have met who likes that word. Antje, oh, really? I'll use it in a traffic situation. Road rage. And that was it. So anyway, Antje, we're going to ask her to be a waitress here, and we're going to get her stuck in traffic jams, as many as we possibly can, and then we're going to stick a microphone in front of her face and hear what she has to say. Oh, the binger just bung. But I gotta talk just a little bit longer. Don't try and force it, okay? By the way, thanks to everybody who blogged or otherwise wrote about this Antje Duvicott concert. Jaywalk and Fineline were the two that I saw most prominently. I think Steel White Table? I forget. Yes, I don't know. It doesn't really matter. Oh, God, now they're all going, oh, he just said I didn't post a link, but I did. Oh, shit. Okay. Oh, put him on Delicious. Would everybody please put a Dig and a Delicious and a Facebook and a MySpace link to this whole, to the Antje Duvicott concert, please? That's what we need. We need lots and lots of links to this upcoming show tomorrow, 7 p.m. Alaska time. That would be 7 plus 4, 8, 9, 10. 11 p.m. Eastern Time, and for those of you who have wondered, of which I believe Philip is one, will this be recorded? No, this will be the first concert in the history of Whole Wheat Radio. The first I've recorded myself going to the toilet. Do you think for a second that I would not hit the record button on Antje Duvicott? Are you crazy? Will I make it available? That remains to be determined. It probably will be available. If it will probably be available in a couple segments at, I don't know what the quality will be. Just follow the blog, subscribe to the blog, and I'll have to ask Antje. You know, she's a big fish in a little ocean. No, she's a little ocean in a big fish. No,
Hello, this is Chris 200. Welcome to Audio On Demand. Today is the 14th of November 2007. And why does it sound like I'm... There we go. How does that sound? Much better. House of the Rising Sun. Yes, the good old oldies there, golden oldies. Well, where do I begin? Well, I went to the stomach doctor. This week. And, she wants me to have more fiber. So, you know what that means, folks. I had to make a stop before I took off this afternoon on my way home. It's about quarter to five or so now. I'm a little bit behind my normal schedule on getting home because I had to stop for about 20 minutes and deal with some fiber issues. Hello to everyone out there. Hey, Kiko, if you're listening, I heard the little intro that I did for you, and much appreciated for the plugs there. Hopefully there will be some more folks here listening in to the Audio On Demand cast, whatever, on wonderhit1.com. See, I could be a radio guy. I really do. I really do think I could. What's going on out here now? Let's see. Hey, anybody out there ever check out the Ruben Erd Show? Whatever happened to Ruben? Australian, Singapore, Malaysia, Southern Pacific guy, I don't know. What happened to Ruben Erd? Haven't heard from him in a while. Did his feed change? Does anybody know? If you know, let me know what's going on out there. Stop now, let's that sound. Everybody look what's going down. Everybody's wrong. Stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Going down, going around. Oh, love that vibrato. Vibrato? Tremolo? Tremolo, actually. Ooh. Been listening to the Whole Wheat Radio Rant and Raven Muffin with our good friend Jim Claus from Talkeetna, Alaska. They're going to be having a house concert coming up here, I believe, this weekend. Go to wholewheatradio.org and get your information on that. That's some German gal. They usually don't have women that do their house concerts. It's just because the population of performers in that genre, I think is a little bit skewed towards the male side, but this might be the second or third female artist that they've had there, singer-songwriter or whatever. If you're into folk, if you're into singer-songwriter type music, go check out Whole Wheat Radio in their feed and go, you know, check out the Hot House concert this weekend. I believe it's this weekend. It might be. I think it's this weekend. Either that or it's Thursday. I think it's Saturday, but I'm not sure. Anyway, go check that out.
Yesterday's name was Rich, and I had given tickets to he and his wife. Probably 9 years ago.
9 years ago.
Just wanted to stop by and touch base and let us know how much the music means to him. And a lot of
it really
was
means
on,
a lot.
You know, during when he was in Vietnam, you know, especially that song right there.
We just finished it.
Yeah. You know, I talked to him about his Veterans Day, and you know, it was just so nice. So he stopped by.
And then the other thing, she's a celebrity because when you call Harris.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, I've got a SpeedyDelivery.com truck in front of me. Has anybody out there ever used them to deliver stuff? I know I can get some wine delivered to me using this Speedy Delivery. And I'm just kind of curious to see if any... Ooh, that's weird. If anybody else has used it. I don't know, just kind of curious, you know. Wind is blowing pretty good here today in Nebraska. I don't know, it's probably in the 50s right now, with probably about a 50-mile-an-hour wind coming out of the south, I believe. I think so, out of the south. I'm not sure what direction I'm going. I'm kind of going east, north, something like that. I'm kind of going east and kind of going north all at the same time. And I'm going a little slower today because, Greenwood Creek, 416.6 is the road marker there. If anybody wants to check that out on their drive through Nebraska on I-80 here, Interstate 80. Which, from what I understand, runs parallel to the Lincoln Highway and one of the first cross-continental roads in the country. So, which I believe the Lincoln Highway is Highway 30. Actually, we're quite a ways away from Highway 30 right now, but further out west, it's pretty much parallel. It's just a few miles away. From the interstate, after you get down south and west over by Grand Island, Nebraska, it's probably 8 miles difference, maybe not even that much, maybe 3 or 4 miles in some places. So, anyway, that's your history lesson for today.
This is what men do. We're gonna need some men.
Then, after a new till death, Chef Ramsay rescues a putrid Irish pub.
Oh my god.
Kitchen nightmares.
What a disaster.
Oh my god, is it clipping?
So don't watch Fox Wednesday. Your last lines.
Oh lord.
Yeah, I had to make a stop for the fiber supplement. I thought it, well, I don't know what happened. I drank a lot of water today. And I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not, but, trying to cleanse my system, trying to, rid myself of the caffeine addictions, and if there's anybody out there that does have that sort of problem or issue, you know what I'm talking about. I kept her down to 4 today, so I got a long ways to go. Drank a lot of water, though, which I think makes me feel a little bit better. Okay. kicking it up a notch here. Traffic going eastbound at this particular moment is not that heavy. Commuters, maybe this is your shot to head down I-80. I do have a few vehicles in front of me and a few vehicles behind me, but other than that, it's clear sailing if this jackass would move over. Well, deer season is here in Nebraska, and the deer have been moving a little bit. In fact, I just saw a pickup truck there over on the side of the road, not on the interstate, but on the one of the country roads, rural roads here. And they're probably trying to fish some deer out of somewhere, probably. I wonder if anybody will get a moose this year. A few years back, somebody shot a moose in Nebraska, which is very, very rare. Very, very unusual. We typically don't have moose out in this geography out here in the plains. Now, up in Alaska... Yeah, they've got moose. They've got moose and elk and probably caribou, too. Well, yeah, caribou, I guess, yeah. Did you know, here's another fine fact, that a reindeer is a domesticated caribou? There you go. If you didn't know that, now you do. I am... quickly approaching the landmark of the show, the landmark that I often talk about. Any new listeners out there? Hey, how's it going, Pizza Babe, if you're checking in? I don't know if you listen or not, but hey, go check out Pizza Babe over at the Freak Network. Good show. Good show, Pizza Babe. Yeah, the she was talking about her trip to her shrink or psychiatrist or whatever. And, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I'm not as freaky as you, though. And, yeah, I could understand. Yeah, the doctor, the stomach doctor asked me if I'd been seeing a therapist. I mentioned that I'd been seeing a psychiatrist for some issues. And I said, yeah, it's been a while since I don't do much for me. Therapists don't do much for me. I've asked myself all those questions they ask. They don't solve any of my problems. They can't solve any of my problems. So, there. Uh-oh. 14 minutes into the drive, and we are heading... Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm going fast. Heading into our 55-mile-an-hour zone. As we prepare to cross the Platte River Bridge here. I know everybody is... just writhing in anticipation here to get across this bridge. They are working on another bridge here. There's currently, I believe, four bridges going across this. The old ones, two old ones, a new one that everybody's using now, and then another new one that they're currently constructing, and I've kind of been watching them construct that you know, as I make my way to and from work every day. And they're getting the roadbed going there on the bridge. And it wouldn't surprise me today if they had it completed. They're still working. They still need to do some work on the approaches and that. So That's kind of your little travel update there for I-80 in Nebraska near the Greenwood exit, Ashland exit. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, looks like they may have done some work here. Because either last night or this morning they were pouring cement. Looks good. Mm-hmm. We are now on the bridge and making our way across the Platte River here. Let's take a moment here. Revel in its beauty. All right, we are now off the bridge and going to make a left-hand turn here, a suicide curve, suicide turn here. Many accidents have happened here. If you've listened to me in the past, you may have heard me talk about them, but several fatalities here, and it's still kind of a tight curve with all the changes they've made to the the road here recently in the last year or so. So they're working on three lanes going each way here on I-80, and we're close to having that really close to having that done, at least to the Platte River Bridge to Omaha. Just another road factoid here from middle of America. I think the Meineke Man just passed me. Imagine that. The Meineke Man. Mm-hmm. The Meineke Man. What else is there to talk about today? Not really a whole lot. Kiko did his little intro for me, and I kind of gave you the update on the doctor situation. I do have another appointment next week, so you can stick around and listen to that. Listen to the results from that visit that I make next week. I may make the podcast late next week. Probably after the Thanksgiving holiday. Is it war or wire? That's what we're trying to figure out today. No, that was yesterday. Every day runs into the other in this god's silly job that I have to do here. And, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's not good. No. It's not good. All right, drive safely. Thank you, Nebraska Department of Roads. Now we can go faster. Whoa, excuse me. Has this ever happened to you? You just take a big bite of that ice cream sandwich that you just bought at the truck stop with the stinky bathrooms, and you're driving your car down the road, and you have to sneeze really bad, and you do, and you get ice cream sandwich all over the inside of your car. That happened to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Come on, asshole. Oh, come on. Come on, peoples. I'm trying to drive here. Jesus. I'm trying to get down the road. Pull it out in front of me and going slow. Mm-hmm. La-da-dee-da. Oh, yeah, I should talk about that. I just had a thought. Yeah, this asshole's still by me. Tuesday the 13th was the day that Microsoft pushed out the new software for the Zune, and you know what? It's got podcast support now, so go out and buy a Zune. Old or new model, version 1 or version 2, you can find some version 1s out there really dirt cheap. I bought mine a few weeks ago, maybe a month or so ago, $84 for a 30 gig Zune. It's got a radio, it's got Wi-Fi sync now, you can listen to FM radio, it's got the cool FM radio that'll show you exactly what song is playing. The Wi-Fi now, not only can you not find anybody else with a Zune and swap spit with them, but now if you're sitting in your living room and you want to check your podcasts, go ahead and hit that sync button and it'll sync wirelessly without having to go to the computer and hook up that cable. So that's pretty cool, I think. I don't know. It'd actually be pretty cool if I could do that from the car. Just leave it in the car and have it powered up in the car. And, you know, that would be pretty cool, don't you think? Mm-hmm. Oh, where are we at? 22. Okay. Well. So, yeah, it's got that. They got rid of the themes. There were some background themes. There was three of them. They were pretty lame. Now everything's basically got all the same themes. You can add your own background if you'd like. I think, just for me being corny, I think I have an Apple logo as my theme, my backdrop, what do they call it, wallpaper. Just to, you know, kind of make fun of Microsoft and Apple and their little quasi-war, not really much of a war, because the two devices, I think, are worlds apart, and, anyway. But, some of the complaints I had earlier were taken care of in this, edition of, the software. You can now resume a podcast without, you know, skipping forward and then having to fast forward into the podcast file again. One of the things that I'll have to see how I feel about it yet, but one of the things about the podcast files is they treat them just like a movie file or a video file on the Zune, and if you hit the fast forward or the rewind button, I think it does so many second skip, 5 second skip maybe, I don't know, and I'm sure if you hold it down it'll go through it. It won't actually advance to the next item on your playlist, but, they took care of that issue where you can actually resume a file. Now in the Apple software, I think you could set up any file to do that. I haven't found a way to do that with the Zune yet. Software's pretty new. I've only looked at it a little bit. One of the things I haven't been able to figure out how to do is a dynamic playlist or a smart playlist, like you can do with the Apple software. I haven't figured that out on the Zune yet. I hope they still have it in there. One of the other things that I thought was really kind of unique, and I'm not sure what this is going to do for everybody. Their ranking system used to be, I think, 5 stars, very similar to the Apple thing with the 5 stars. Zune changed that to basically three things that you can do with your rankings or whatever you call it. Either positive, a full heart, negative, I guess a heart with a crack in it, and then nothing at all, I think, yeah. I think that's how it works, so, all those Templar folks that had some sort of scheme going on using those tags. I guess they're out of luck. I'm sure it wiped out all of that history in the old Zune software if you upgraded, and sorry about that, but I have nothing to do with that. What the hell is that? So that's different. Yeah, it pretty much took the whole Zune and wiped it and redid it all. It had to sync everything back up again, if I remember right. And for some reason, I still have 6 gigs of stuff that I can't get to, and I don't know what that means. If that's, it says it's reserved in stuff from another computer, but I don't know what that is. So I may have to wipe the Zune. Again, I'm not sure how you do that. I'll have to look that up. There's some tricks on how to reformat a Zune and do that. I played with it, played it most of today at work. And because I don't have playlists set up, I had to actually select each file that I wanted to listen to on the podcast tab or podcast menu there. It really looks slick the way it works, folks. If you have files out there on your hard drive that are podcast files, it'll go ahead and download, treat them as podcasts. Okay, I gotta make a little turn here. I went outside, no, run into a big truck. So don't run into a big ass truck. Ooh, a little motor whine there. Anyway, I forgot what I was gonna say. Yeah, if you've got podcast files already out there on your hard drive and you're monitoring a folder, one of the things that I wish Apple would do, let you monitor a folder so that whenever you put something in a folder, it will add it to your library. Come on, Apple, get with a program. Very slick with the Zune. I'm not sure, though, how to get it to it. Yeah, I said that. No, it seems like sometimes you actually have to take those files in your what they call it, a collection or a library, and then, you know, say, okay, throw those bastards over onto the player. I believe that's how it works. I don't know. I haven't quite understood exactly how things get transferred over. Some things go over, some things don't. Sometimes you have to add them to the Zune. I don't know. So, let's see what we got here.
According to the folks at Women's World Magazine, how to solve your problems. To start, when it comes to shopping, hit the stores on a Monday. Do
you know that? Okay. All right. Well,
find the highest ratio of staff to customers. Next, if you hit a long checkout line at Target or at the grocery store, choose a line that's next to a closed checkout lane. That way, if the lane opens, you can move right on over. That tip comes from organizational expert Donna Schmalen. Next, if you have no idea what to buy somebody, check out the website gifts.com/finder. It's a questionnaire that'll ask you about the recipient's personality and your price range, and then hunt down tailor-made options. And the questionnaire is different for everybody, from kids to teens to adults. Again, gifts.com/finder. Now, if you're stressed out over holiday cards, because every year you get carpal tunnel writing personal messages in each one, forget about it. Stress management expert Elizabeth Scott says, get photo cards this year. It's not a lot of room to write, so all you got to do is sign your name. And don't let decorating get you down either. Stick to the big three: a wreath on the door, Christmas tree, and either a garland on the mantle or a display on the coffee table. That's according to home life expert Cynthia Ewer. She says for the garland, just trim a few boughs from the base of your tree to make it. And for the coffee table display, stick a few leftover tree ornaments in a glass bowl and call it a day. Here's one last way to stress less and enjoy the holidays. Drop a little something into the Salvation Army kettle. Research shows helping others lowers your blood pressure, improves your sleep, and increases your holiday spirit.
You're listening to the John Tesh Radio Show.
I lost my love before. Well, I was just going to say, who the hell wants to take advice from John Tesh, but that was actually some pretty good advice. Yes, folks, the holidays are approaching very quickly. Get those lights on the house this week. I was actually going to do it a few weeks ago, the 1st of November. Didn't get to it. Haven't got to it since I started thinking about it and kind of dreading it. Yeah, get those house lights up. Get that darn Christmas tree up here next week after Thanksgiving. Instead of sitting around and digesting turkey, get that bad boy up and watch some football, drink some beer and wine, and cider. Ah, hell, get some scotch out too. Why not? Is it just me or is John Tesh kind of annoying? Anybody comments on that? Hey, look, now I'm a fancy podcaster. This is what we call a music bed in the business, baby. Yeah. Listen to the Smodcast today. If you're not familiar with the Smodcast, what it is Kevin Smith of the Clerks fame and many more movies. I recently watched Clerks 2. Yeah, thank you very much. Pretty good movie, I guess. Jason Mewes, what is it? Jay and Silent Bob, Bob and Jay. Silent Bob and Jay and Silent Bob. He's Jay. Foul mouth, long hair, goofball. It was a pretty good little interview. It never really, just a couple guys shooting the shit, you know, and it's kind of nice to, see this, character, or I guess you don't really see him, but, you know, listen in on, this character and, you know, from what I understand, he's a little different, yeah. He's had some issues, if you know what I mean. And, yeah, it was good to listen to Kevin and Jason. Jason. Silent Bob. Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back. Yeah, I think it's Jay and Silent Bob. You made me
so found Omaha's family-friendly station, Super Hits 99.9 KGOR. From our health and wellness channel on the John Tesh radio program.
More tips from John Tesh.
Anxiety by drinking, shopping, or eating.
There you go.
But those are your coping mechanisms.
What did I just talk about?
Drunk, fat, and broke. Those stress-reducing techniques do nothing to build your inner strength.
None to do with stress.
You learn to thrive no matter what comes your way, according to psychologist Joan Borsenko. She's a writer for Prevention Magazine. She says the first way for us to bolster our inner strength is by not letting bad news overwhelm us. Let's face it, good news rarely gets repeated. Bad news, it's aired over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
You live in color. But emotionally...
Okay, yeah, that's the annoying John Tesh. What does this do? Can I do this?
Oh, hello, folks.
Hello, folks. Hey, that's pretty cool. I didn't know I could do that while I record. This is me on the EV mic.
This is me on the internal Zoom mic. Which one will you use to podcast?
Electro voice. Yeah, electro voice. Yeah. Yeah, what else did I do today? Over lunch I ran down to the music-o-round. We don't have one of those in Omaha. It's kind of like a music pawn shop type of thing. There were some goodies there I really wanted but don't really need. I was looking for a small mixer, maybe what I could use in the car, no luck. They had no small mixers there. When will these Behringer mixers come onto the market used? I should go to a pawn shop and look around. Problem with pawn shops is they want $10 less than the list price. The damn thing's been thrown off the back of a truck. At least that's what it looks like. Yeah, I get kind of nervous about pawn shops. About buying stuff from them, because you know what? This shit doesn't look all that great. Typically does not look that freaking great. Well, look at that. I think gasoline has dropped a little bit. We are at $3.09 and $2.99. What the fuck? Listen, hear that? Do you hear that? Do you hear that? That drives me fucking nuts. Yeah, that drives me nuts. Oh yeah, boys and girls. Another podcast you should check out if you're twisted. Listen to stuff on the Freak Network. Listen to Madge. Go check out Norm Augustinus. Oh my god, that guy is a nut. I think he's huffed too many, too many paint cans or something, or I think what he actually did is taken too many hits off the old motorcycle gas tank, if you know what I mean. Gee, boss, I think I need a windscreen for this. Yeah, this is a better recording than what I did yesterday, and which means, yeah, yesterday was really bad. Really bad. Oh, baristas is gone. That's right, folks. Coffee wars have started here in Nebraska, in Omaha, in Papillion, in whatever. There's a Starbucks at almost every corner. I shouldn't say every corner because they're not that close together, but they are fairly close together, within a couple miles, probably 3 miles, I guess. On 72nd Street, there's a Starbucks in the grocery store. There is a Starbucks on the corner where the grocery store sits, and then, well, it's 2 miles plus about another mile. Okay, so 3 miles to the next one. After that, I'm not sure where there's one. Oh, there's one in the Target, which is a mile or about 2 miles from that other, the last Starbucks I mentioned. Like I said, baristas. Let's see what we got here. Oh, Asia's like Sunday morning. Lionel Richie. He's got a little freak bitch for a daughter, doesn't he? We got Seattle's Best in a Borders. Yeah, is that typical in a Borders? I don't know. We had a Caribou Coffee in town. I never did make it to a Caribou Coffee. That one weekend, I think I drank coffee from three places. Scooters, which is my favorite. It's a local chain. It's got the best smoothies in town. Best mocha smoothies, at least. Starbucks, and then the Seattle's Best is what I had that weekend. Hello. Yeah. What the hell? See flashing lights. Okay, I'm making my final. Jesus, get a muffler, dude. I'm making my final approach into satisfaction here. About home. Gas is about empty here. 301. on the odometer, which is about right for a tank of gas, which means I got to get some gas tonight. So, yes, I will be doing a shooter of Metamucil this evening, as prescribed by my doctor. She didn't really say, yeah, I have to do it or I should do it, but she said, yeah, you probably should do that because, you know, everybody should be, should, you know, if you got all these doctors in a room, if you got all these doctors, let's put a pulmonologist, gastroenterologist, psychiatrist, let's put a nutritionist in there too, and then just a general MD, put all the things that they do for themselves down. And see how many hours in the day that a person would have to spend doing all these things, from vitamins to supplements to exercise to shopping for all this goddamn food, doing these fiber shooters. Did I say vitamins? Oh, everybody will have their own vitamins and their own exercise regimens and all this and that. Put them all in one room, make up this list, and then give it to somebody. I bet you they'd die at 45. Goddamn stressed out about following that regiment. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and call this a day. Hopefully I'll get this up here in the next few hours, and we will see you next time. I don't know, maybe we'll have another cast this week. Talk to you later. This is Chris 200 with Audio On Demand. Go check out Visitronics on the Freak Network, Pizza Babe on the Freak Network. Just go check out the Freak Network because I'm on there too. So we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.